go in for, and hopefully I'll get to the lesson.
Any
that
detail,
I have
because there are two major points in this lesson.
The lesson, both of practical lessons that we can apply to our everyday lives,
implication and application for
our
everyday
lives. To amend. The title, if you choose the title, the lesson,
too late.
To amend. Don't make it too late.
Second,
don't wait too late to amend.
That is, a lot of times we make decisions
in many instances
and find out that that decision,
those of us
not wrong,
who get a second chance,
bring
what
consequences.
Many of us
sometimes
do not get a second chance.
Are often the wisest
and the best.
That first decision.
Let me repeat
many of us
that
sometimes
get a second chance.
Our mistake.
We make decisions
every day
should make us wiser.
Even the
to make
young
better
people
among
the
us,
the
teenager.
So the title of the lesson
there are a lot
is
of decisions that we make.
Don't make it too late.
That
and
is
we made bad decisions, and
for
many
I
of us, we never get a second chance in respect
well,
to that specific thing to do better.
That is in respect to reversing that decision.
But many of
supposed
us
to be
get
a second
in
chance.
Montego Bay.
There are men and women
this
who
week.
Have. Yes. Okay.
Been blessed by
being given
for a good job.
2 years now, I have not
a job
said
that they never expect
about
to get.
There are some
and
issues.
They make a terrible mistake
and
they never get a second chance to correct that mistake.
It doesn't mean that they never get another job,
but they never get another job like that.
9 years I have been sort of waiting to.
There are men and women who
get toil,
further
information,
and
fights,
and save some money. They have a plan. And just when they save that money,
get word that things have been
along
out
and encourage them.
I would
use
not have
it for this or invest in this.
Come to the congregation with,
and they lost all
the
point they have been working
I'm going
for
to touch on. I'm not going
10,
to go in any great
detail,
but
they never get a second chance.
I have known
people
who writing
children are grown.
Last year, when our tent meeting,
their son, daughter reached 20, 25,
I'm
26,
trying to remember
30.
If it was the last night or the second
and that
to
son
last
or daughter
night.
Came to their mother, father, and said,
brother,
Gary, I'm in a little problem. Lend me your house title
from the Independent City Congress.
I need a little loan. I'll pay you
right
back in 4 weeks' time.
And the parents
called
turned over
me,
their title.
We stood
for that child.
The
night
son,
meeting
that
had been finished, and people were.
And before
that,
it is
me
the bank having their house and land
for sale. Are you supporting the meeting?
What
in
did you say, Brother Mitchell?
And
second
they
chance.
Asked the question because there are certain information.
At whatever.
He and myself are
it's not something
we are
on yet.
I
second
Gary,
thoughts are often the wisest and the best.
Not
when you and I get a chance
said
to learn from a past bad
because I'm waiting
for
I have spoken to
outlook.
Some of our men in men
judgment.
and perception.
When you and I get that chance to learn from the mistake,
the Independent City
I made 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Brother Gary took over from
then
Brother Wong.
Usually, that's where
Brother
Cunningham
migrated.
Usually, he said, I have to tell the congregation. He said, I told them that while I cannot,
it is a fact of life that our first thought,
our first outlook on any issue,
support
our first estimation, our first perception,
lectureship itself,
are often mistaken and wrong.
He said, I had to go to the congregation and explain.
There are so many illustrations running through my mind, but I'm on
interview that I have and which you know I have.
On a Sunday night, I said to
Brother Cunningham,
you all for more than
I understand.
That is the lesson.
I said to him, I should have done
more
that
than a third
long ago,
20
but
to
I've been waiting
30, 35 minutes.
But I'm introducing the
lectureship.
Lesson. Is a good lecture.
It will be shared with you.
Yes,
but Brother Cunningham,
in life,
was basing his
our
now this is a fact.
Our first
his
conviction.
What I think about the thing
information.
About 3 years ago,
a little less or
older,
more,
I understand car.
I got information that
not only understand
Paul Gilbert
was understand the cars
the
that are more dependent
dear.
Than others. Not only that, I
when I saw
cars,
Brother Cummings,
that
is Romeo, who
after you have had it 2, 3, 4 years,
Alabama,
you don't hear everything.
I explained to him that we have a problem, but with
probably many years
Brother
ago,
Paul
I
Gilbert,
did not have
not
that
just
me.
So, you're buying your first car
February 10th,
it's something that
11.
Anything that moves, it's a car.
I repeat,
February 10th, 2011.
You buy a car and
all what gives
you a lot of problem
with Brother Holt was
you learn. You are wiser
I
when
got
you
a call from one Brother Glade,
at least you are
in Georgia. He listed 1, 2, 3, 4
issues that in courtship they had with Brother Paul Gilbert.
You get intoxicated when you met that person.
No, because I don't know this person.
You were really drunk.
The church leader.
In love.
I imagine somebody.
But after you have gotten to know that
knew what
lady
was going on,
that gentleman
that
Paul originally was from here,
you realize
gave him
you
made
our phone
a
number.
Mistake, terrible mistake.
And he relates.
Sometimes you wonder if you will recover from it throughout
things.
Your life. What that should do that if you ever
I believe
get a second
the following
chance,
day, do some thinking. Be wiser.
A sister,
second
a lady called, I imagine she was probably secretary of my church, is the same congregation or a different one because the
as
two members. For number I have here, they are different.
While
the wise
in
person,
the,
same,
the thoughtful man or woman
usually
takes steps to make sure that the second
for the second
repeating some of these
estimation, the second
outlook things
be correct.
It was about a week after when Brother Cunningham,
that was 2011,
Brother Cunningham,
our meeting was in progress and Brother Cunningham
Sorry,
from Independence City came to the office door. I think I was going into the office, and he said, "Brother Mitchell, I just want to speak to you." He said, "We got a call. The Independent City Church of Christ got a call."
Oh, Lord have mercy.
From Georgia in the U.S. As I stood and listened to Gary, whoever called them were related.
Some time ago, I purchased
the call of pair of shoes. Of course, I didn't know that they call
beautiful pair of shoes.
Another person, there might be other congregation. The
after Warwick one time,
sounds
put it
sincere, and that he was reaching out for some help in respect to
and take it up the bottom
of some of the complaints he had. Since then, Brother Cunningham and the Independent City Church felt strongly that they could not,
while I have been given with some very expensive shoes,
and that those situations
given, I have a brother in Canada,
but separate and apart from that,
he goes to,
in fact, top wear off.
I clear this information some
when
three,
any
four
little
years, five
spot
years
on the shoes, he get it at discount.
Before
I
share it
to me,
some
at
of
a most reasonable
price,
the men in men's class. But separate and apart from that now.
So recently I told myself, when
sometime
I saw that shoes that you wear it one time,
Brother
Duke
Brown, who is now working
with
the man of the congregation,
you know, still
came and spoke to me.
I tell myself, I said, you know what?
In respect to the fact, now Brother Duke and
Paul Gilmer
were
very
close friends.
And don't look
very close friends. They have been for years.
You see, I learned my lesson.
And he came.
If in life, brothers and sisters, when we make a mistake,
and
pointed
out
of
that
the terrible thing is that we make a mistake
with
and
Paul.
We just duplicate our mistake.
To the extent that when
and
Paul
that is
tried
that
to get the church,
so many misery for us in life,
for the Church of Christ in Sunside,
we never learn from the first mistake,
brother. Duke Brown appeared here that evening
to amend.
That is to amend
and
our right before
Paul
from our mistake.
Told the congregation that is in
don't
Australia
make it
sunset
too late. At that time, Duke Brown was helping the church in America.
I only introduced
here
the lesson
and told the church and gave the church
to
some reason that he didn't believe.
I have not
Paul
even read
the passage
while there are many passages.
I have not even told you where
Brother Duke Brown
relate to me. And I purposely do that.
And
relate also unpleasant incident.
Another aspect of the lesson
occurred then, which I won't relate now.
Whenever someone, I'm just throwing this out,
this had to do with
from it when whenever anyone offer you
Paul Gilbert, you see, the things the brother relate to me,
always
I
take
to
into consideration what is it
and
going
that
to cost you later on.
Was related to me years before by Sister
is the
Campbell
person giving you what they give
Sister Campbell
on the level
Paul Gilbert's mother-in-law.
Or
so I won't go into those. I'm just being with
expect
the aspect here of, but we will look on this lesson another time.
You confronting Paul and telling Paul that you cannot treat
I'm still
your
saying
like
to
that
those who might be with us who are not Christian,
you can give your life to Jesus Christ tonight.
And two children.
If you recognize that you are a sinner,
now,
and you are, we want to remind you that Jesus Christ died to forgive you of your sin.
You confront Paul.
We want to remind you that the blood of Jesus Christ
Jesus
is available right now
that, not just
to cleanse you and make you right. The blood is available through faith in Christ. Repentance for
again,
sin, confession of Christ's name,
had,
and getting baptized for the removal of your
information
sin.
Information
right now.
Before the confrontation with
Brother Brown, because Brother Brown was talking to him as a friend. He related to Duke Brown and was just relating it as it's one of those things, friend to friend. And Duke said, but no, Paul, you cannot treat your family like that. For a long time, it was Sister Campbell and Vinette who have been supporting Venice, Paul's family, for years, even while Paul was in the U.S. The Bible says when we fail to take care of our own, we are worse than an unbeliever. After we spoke to Duke, Eddie was here then, and mentioned a few of these, this information. Remember, Venice was here last year. I called Venice in the office and find out from her. I said, have things changed for the better? She said, Brother Mitchell, it's worse. That I'm talking about the aspect where the Bible says when we fail to take care of our own, and especially our immediate family, wife, children, we are worse than an infidel. Now, so after that, we try to get Brother Gilbert to talk with him. He was doing a meeting for the Greater Portmore Church, and Eddie was also asked to preach in that meeting. Eddie was going to turn down the request, but we spoke and Eddie said, okay, he'll preach. I said, when you see Paul, tell Paul we would like to sit with him and talk with him, and if he wants to know what it is about, just hint him that it's about he and his family. Eddie relayed to Paul, and to this day he has shown no interest. Now, the stand that Independence City took in informing the members that while he, Brother Gary Cunningham, cannot stop them, but he informed them that he cannot give support to anything that Paul is doing. Now, Brother Cunningham based his stand on the telephone call Independence City and Patrick City, and I imagine other congregation got. He, at that time, did not have the information about how the man has abandoned his wife and children. So, when Brother Cunningham, in our last meeting last year, said it to me, I said to myself, I should have at least say a little to Patrick City long ago. While I have brought up some of this in men's class, but for one thing, I've been waiting, hoping that Paul Gilbert would remember that we have sent words that would like to talk with him. He has shown no interest. I spoke to Romeo. Romeo said he would inform the congregation. I don't know what took place. But so I'm saying to you all that there's more I could say, but I rather just leave it at that. And I'm basing it on the teaching in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, that when we abandon our family or immediate family to whom we have responsibility, the Bible says that we are worse than an infidel.
Duke Brown is alive. It's not that he's on the moon somewhere. You know, he's alive. He works with the Mandeville Church. He was in our meeting a few weeks ago. Brother Cunningham. In fact, I'm almost sure that the other brother, why Brother Cunningham has migrated. Brother Cunningham and myself were on the phone, I think it was Friday, not about this business. It's about some issue Independent City is having. And I'm almost sure other men there are aware of it. So we cannot, until such time when Paul Gilbert recognized that he has a responsibility to his wife and children, we cannot fellowship with him or support anything that he does. Ideally would be, I thought of calling a members meeting where I could go in more detail in respect to some of the thing that Brother Glaze, I have his phone number and the phone number of the lady. I think the lady probably is secretary of one of the congregation there. I could go in detail. Jeanette is still alive. She was here. So until such time when there are changes, I cannot, and that is personal and the congregation, cannot support anything, fellowship with or support anything that Paul Gilbert does based on the teaching of the scripture. When we abandon our responsibility to our immediate family, we are worse than infidel. I remind you, the stand that Brother Gary and the Independent City congregation took was not on the family thing. It was on what the congregation abroad relayed to them. And as I said last year, 10 meeting, Brother Cunningham came and told me that the lectureship was coming up and he felt obligated to inform the congregation that he cannot give support to anything Paul does along that line until such time when he amend his ways in respect to the congregation here in Georgia, U.S. Okay, as I've said, ideally would be a members meeting where I could probably go in a little more detail. But in fact, it would go on like that, and I don't say anything to the congregation. As I said, I've been waiting to hear that things have been resolved, especially with him and his family. I spoke to Vinette, and things she said is even worse. But somebody talk about Ash Wednesday within the past few days and the lectureship in Mobe, and I said, you know, to keep the congregation here in darkness in respect to something that is that important, and it is that important. When the Bible deal with sin in a comparative way, worse than. You know, the Bible does not take lightly when we abandon our responsibility to our family. The Bible does not. God does not. You all can also, anyone want to, can also speak to Duke Brown to find out from him what was it that Paul relayed to him, that he had to say to Paul, that Paul, you just can't. They are two close friends. And he had to relate to Paul that you cannot treat your family like that. So again, we cannot give support to what he does. It would just be wrong. I'll be introducing the lesson, but I'm not going to go, very important lesson.